get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Hello, family, and hello, friends. It's your girl, Candace L. That's CandaceElle, coming to you with another podcast for the Candace Chronicles. But before we get into it, head on over to your app store, whether you have an iPhone or an Android, and download the Bashani Radio app. You heard me right. Download the Bashani Radio app. It's free of charge. Now let's get into it. The topic of today that we are going to discuss is our dear sister, Sha'Carri Richardson. Yes, the track sensation, the black girl magic personified, the second coming of FloJo. That's who we're going to talk about. Before I get into the meat and the heart of the conversation, I do want to give you a little context. So I'm going to read you a bit of the New York Times article that came out titled, Sha'Carri Richardson, a track sensation, tests positive for marijuana. It says American sprinter Sha'Carri Richardson, who was set for a star turn at the Tokyo Olympics this month, could miss the games after testing positive for marijuana. Richardson, 21, won the women's 100-meter race at the U.S. track and field trials in Oregon last month, but her positive test automatically invalidated her result in that marquee event. It is unclear whether she will appeal the test result and the disqualification or how long her suspension will be. It could be a short one, just a month. The suspension was confirmed by two people with the knowledge of the test results. The U.S. track and field has notified other women who competed in the 100-meter trials final about the failed drug test. According to one person with direct knowledge of the information, and several runners have been told that they have moved up a spot in the final standings. Jenna Prandini, who placed fourth at the trials, has been notified that she will now be one of the three American women running the 100 meters in Tokyo, and Gabby Thomas, who finished fifth at the trials, was named as an alternate for the race. It is possible that a one-month ban for Richardson could be set to begin at the time her positive test at the trials, allowing her to return to competition just before the Olympics, which begin July 23rd. Track and field at the Games does not begin until July 30th. Richardson was also expected to compete in the 200 meters in Stockholm on Sunday, but she was not listed on the event's entry list Thursday night. At that point, she had not commented on the positive test. While Richardson's suspension could be over by the time the Olympics began, the positive test has wiped her Olympic trials performance from the books. Unlike the Olympic selection processes of some other countries, USA track and field's procedures leave little room for discretion over who qualifies. They dictate that the top three finishers in a given event at the trials qualify for the Olympics, provided their performances reach the Olympic standard. It is possible that Richardson could still compete in the 4x100 meter relay, even if she is ruled out of the individual race. That decision would be up to the USA track and field, the national governing body of the sport. Marijuana is on the World Anti-Doping Agency's list of prohibited substances. Both USADA and the United States Olympic and Paralympic Committee are signatories to the WADA code, meaning they follow its rules. So let's stop there and take that in. Okay, you got it? All right. Richardson's positive test came back about a week before the United States Olympic Paralympic Committee needs to submit the names of its athletes competing in Tokyo. and Richardson was not only supposed to be one of them, but also was expected to be one of the most recognizable Olympians, at least by the end of the games. Y'all take that in? I just want to make sure that we have a good point of reference for the things that I'm about to say. Because let me tell you, Black Twitter was on fire. All of Black Facebook was on fire. All of Instagram was on fire. And I'm going to keep it cute, but I'm going to keep it honest because I need my people's listening ears to take this in. Here is my point, and here is my stance that I am standing on 10 toes down. Sha'Carri Richardson should have followed the rules. You hear me? Sha'Carri Richardson should have followed the rules. She has all of the God-given talent in the world. And it seems to me, based on her response on the Today Show, that she self-sabotaged. So if you didn't catch the Today Show, she, in a sense, said, I knew that the substances were banned. I knew what the rules are. I knew what they were when I took the test. In spite of the consequences, I went ahead and still smoked. Now that I have failed the test, I am owning up to my responsibility. I'm taking ownership of my decisions, and I don't want any empathy. And then she did go on to again highlight her personal tragedy of her biological mother passing away. And we can deduce from that that smoking weed was a coping mechanism for her. Okay, we got it. So we have a young lady who knew she was going to be tested, who knows the rules, who knows that it is a banned substance. She, in her right mind, decided to do it anyway. She knew what the consequences would be. And she has accepted responsibility. And she asked that she's not expecting any empathy. Okay? So we got it. So for me, because I stand 10 toes down on follow the rules, I'm like, okay, sis. I hear you. I get it. You made a mistake. You own it up to it. We're going to move on. At least that's what I thought. But no. Black Twitter could not move on. Black Facebook could not move on. Black Instagram could not move on. Black TikTok could not move on. Why? Because we didn't want to accept accountability. So now we have to pull out all types of reasons and things of why it's unfair. But these rules aren't new. But we as a people are going to talk about why it's not fair. And that's the part that I have an issue with. She self-sabotaged. Why is our community making excuses for piss poor decisions? Some of the arguments I heard, well, all athletes smoke. No, they don't. Because if I could go find one athlete right now, then that refutes that. Well, all athletes smoke. The NBA, the NFL, they all smoke. Okay. Let's say they did all smoke. That's not the USA track and field. That is not the Olympics. And let me just say, if pros knew the dates that they were being tested for marijuana, and they know that they have been playing Pop Warner and AAU since they were 3 to 5 years old, and now they're grown men, and they played their whole lives to be in the Super Bowl, the NBA championship, to be in the World Series, I would think that they would have enough discipline to pass on the blunt to focus on their career. right? I would think. So then what I deduced as the excuses start coming, I said, man, people will make excuses for anything, won't they? They'll just make excuses. And so just so we're clear, and it seems like there was a lot of lack of knowledge, because another argument was, well, weed is legal everywhere. I don't understand how she could be penalized because weed is legal. I'm not understanding. So let's be clear here, okay? Marijuana being legal in your state, does not mean that marijuana is a legal drug when it comes to the Olympics. Okay? So let's smarten up. Just because marijuana may be legal in your state does not mean that when it comes to the Olympics, it is legal. It's banned. Okay? The athletes know that it's banned, right? Just like weed, marijuana, THC can be legal in my state. But if my job says, well, Candace, starting tomorrow, weed is not prohibited. We're going to start testing for it. And I come 3 weeks later, well, guess what? I have to own up to my responsibility of being fired. Those are the rules. Okay. And so let me just read to you some of the other, what I would like to call foolishness or just illogical thinking that I stumbled across. Someone said, well, have you ever lost your mother at the time that would make her most proud of you? Have you ever buried a parent? Have you ever watched your grandmother mourn her daughter all while training for the Olympics? If that's never happened to you, it's very easy to say, just follow the rules. When a black woman gets raped or an unarmed black man is killed, then they say you should have worn something different. Or my personal favorite, just comply. Complying doesn't work for us. Dressing better doesn't work for us. Following the rules doesn't work for us. In this context, following the rules does. See how we're all over the place? See how we're hurt by society in so many different ways that we're all over the place? The foundational principle that we've learned in pre-K and kindergarten of following the rules very much could have saved Shakari in this situation. Had she just followed the rules, not gotten close, but actually followed them, she would have been on the highest platform that there is. There are endorsements, sponsorships, all of the training that has gone into this. Her time was impeccable at the Olympic trials, and all that was instantly washed away because of a conscious decision that she made. So we have to follow the rules. I understand that racism does in fact exist. It does. Racism exists. But this is not racism. This is taking accountability and getting it right the first time. I understand Black Twitter and everybody wants to bring up Michael Phelps, but let me let you know something. Yes, Michael Phelps smoked weed, but Michael Phelps smoked weed in off Olympic years. He was also penalized. He had to sit down for months. The Swimming Federation also took his funding away. He also lost millions of dollars in endorsements. He also got dragged through the media. It just wasn't an Olympic year, but for the time that he got caught, oh, he was heavily, heavily penalized. Where Shakari messed up, I'm not going to say whether people should smoke weed or not. I personally don't. But what I do know is you don't do it when you know that you're going to be testing for the Olympics. And another thing, Black people, my people, she has accepted full responsibility for her actions. She stated that she is not seeking empathy. She knew the rule and she chose to proceed with breaking it. So all of you Negro defense attorneys can relax. We have to stop praising and applauding each other when we're wrong. We can love and support while correcting. Again, I know how society does us, but that doesn't mean 100% support all things. So we have to ask ourselves, when did the bar get so low? When did it become break the rules, but we're going to argue on why we should still be treated fairly? We're going to argue that the Olympics is just anti-black. No, the rules are there. Let me broaden your thinking. The rules are there because Olympics are a global platform. That means everybody in the world, all countries are represented that have runners, right? So they have to figure out a way to make it fair. So of course you don't want any enhancement performance type drugs, right? You don't want any growth hormones because that gives people an unfair advantage. And then marijuana is there. Now everybody says marijuana doesn't make you run faster, this and that, whatever. The fact is that it's on the ban list. So they have to have clear black and white rules to keep it fair on a global platform, right? So we also have to keep that in mind. We also have to keep in mind, like, yes, her life, what has happened is tragic that it happened during the trials. But those are two separate incidents. So if we want to talk about mental health and how to cope with things, that's on one hand. But we're talking about a job and we're talking about something that could disqualify you. Something that I literally went on Google and looked up every single drug and thing that can disqualify a runner. And it was right there. So we have to keep that in mind. The ruling that they gave her, to me, is honestly very generous. And Nike did not pull from her. And to me, that's a whole nother topic, because I honestly think they're standing by her for a couple of reasons. It's very political right now to say legalize drugs, but it's also very political to not make black folks mad, because black people have had a tough couple of years. So we're still trying to figure out our diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts. So it wouldn't look a good look on our part as a corporate company to pull from her at this time. So we're going to stick beside her, and she will be and is a money-making machine. And what do black people do? We spend dollars. But that's a whole nother topic. But just to give you peace of mind and to let you know that it's not unfair, she is not the only track athlete who has been banned. There is another young lady, Shelby Houlihan, an Olympian. She's actually a record holder. I believe she ate a burrito, right? So they do some research and they find out that the meat in the burrito, I think she has some pork in it. They find out that the farm that raises the pigs actually feed it steroids. She has the burrito. She tests positive. She's sitting down. She's sitting down for 4 years. So it's not a race thing, because that woman is Caucasian and she's a record holding American Olympian, and they're not trying to skirt anything under the rug. And here's the difference. That was unbeknownst to her. So she's being penalized for something that she wasn't aware of, right? I think she's trying to appeal it, but she wasn't even aware of it. And then we have our sister, our family, who was aware of it and decided to make a decision. And so what I want us to do is use this as a teachable moment. We can still rock out for her, root for her, because she is amazing. She is fantastic. And we can pray and hope that in the next 4 years, she will be just as fast, you know, more mature, still going after FloJo's record, all of that. But the problem is, what I'm concerned about is us as a people, we need to pick the battles that we want to fight. We need to raise the standard. Raise the standard, okay? Let's get back to the talented 10th. Let's get back to following the rules. Let's get back to decency. We do not have to justify low morale and piss poor decisions. Like, let us stop worrying about what other groups or people are doing and focus on ourselves, and let us set the standard. But set the standard uprightly. That's all I want, okay? It is okay to say, yo, this is wrong. Because guess what? When we say, yo, this is wrong, and we're going to accept the consequences, we're doing the exact same thing Sha'Carri Richardson has done. So if you want to lock arms and stand shoulder to shoulder with our dear sister and lift her up, the best thing you could do is, yo, great accountability. We're still going to rock out with you. But guess what? We're not going to do that again. And guess what? We are going to tell everybody, all the little kids, all the athletes about this experience so it doesn't happen to them. Because what you don't want to do is when you have a God-given moment and a God-given talent, you do not want to miss your moment by making a dumb decision. Essentially, what happened was a temporary decision to cope is now having long-term effects. All right? This is your girl, Candace L. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok at CandaceElle. And remember, go to your app store and download the Bashani Radio app. And I'll holler at you next Saturday. Take care.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.